Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey, have you ever done something really dumb? I have. In fact, oh my gosh, just the other day, we're coming back from California. And for some reason, you know, when I go on a trip, I don't even think about what is back home, right? Meaning, I just put my car keys in the suitcase because that's what I did on the trip. I don't need my car keys when I'm in California. So I put it in the suitcase. Well, sure enough, when we land the plane in Columbus, I get a text that says, "We've lost your bags." And I'm like, oh my gosh. After a long trip, it's late at night. I know the family wanted to get home, but sure enough, they lost our bags. Or you say it, you pronounce it differently, whatever. I pronounce it bags. But anyway, they lost it. And so I know the keys are in my suitcase. And sure enough, I go to the person. They're like, "Well, why don't you carry your car keys? You know, why did you put them in your suitcase?" They shame you or whatever. I'm like, I get it. My bad. Wrong choice. So then the lady says, "Oh my gosh, guess what? They only lost one of your bags, according to the text. So we brought 5 bags, 1 for each person." And the lady tells me, "Watch the carousel because only one bag is missing." And I knew I put the keys in the silver suitcase. The silver suitcase. We only have one silver suitcase. So our family is literally watching the suitcases come around on the carousel. Here's the black one. Here's the brown one. And we're like praying, "God, please let the silver one be there." We have a 1 in 5 chance, or an 80% chance that it's not, you know, going to be that bag. And sure enough, my daughter says, there's the silver one. And I'm like, "Nope, that's not our silver one. It was somebody else's silver one." But sure enough, it comes around. There's the silver one. "Nope, it's somebody else's silver one." This took forever. So finally, she spots it and we say, "Yes, that is the silver one." And we got the car keys and we were able to drive home. The point is this. Sometimes you're going to make dumb mistakes. We're human. Stop beating yourself up, okay? Listen, I used to have this zero fault mentality where like everything had to be perfect. And that's actually when I struggled with self-injury in my late teens, early 20s. That's how it had to be. Today, not everything has to be perfect. In fact, today I believe in grace. Okay, I believe in giving grace and receiving grace. Back in my early 20s, I wasn't able to give grace because I wasn't able to receive grace. And people who are not gracious are people who have not received grace. Once you receive grace in your life, meaning that you don't get what you deserve, right? You have grace. Once you get grace, suddenly you can give grace to others. And listen, I'm a major, major recipient of grace. And so God has given me so much grace in my life, and therefore I really strive to give it to other people. If you struggle giving grace to others, really ask yourself, hey, maybe I can't receive grace in my life, and maybe you need to change. Just like I did back in those days. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. If you need more help on this topic, go to yoursecretname.com. I got a free masterclass and a free book all based around this content, Your Secret Name. It helps you become a recipient of grace. Be a soul on fire. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.